Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They also don't want to trade George Pickens. That's what Jerry Dulac said. But then in this same article by Schefter, he named George Pickens as one of the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 veteran players. Actually, longer than that. That's the list of rookie contract players who he thinks could get dealt at the draft. He named Pickens. He also named quarterbacks Sam Howell, Will Levis, and Kirk Cousins as guys who could still get traded. Issue with Cousins seems to be that the Falcons want the team that takes him, that trades for him, to take on a lot of money. And I think that would be a non-starter for the Steelers. If it were the Aaron Rodgers plan and only $10 million, I think the Steelers should be interested in that, but maybe they're not. Cousins has the same problem the Steelers have had for the last 8 years, which is he tends to not play well and perform well in playoff games. But Schefter did put Pickens on this list of possible players who could be deemed, quote, expendable. Brooke Pryor, who is Adam Schefter's colleague at ESPN, came on our station today and backed Dulac up. She said there's a better chance Pickens gets an extension from the Steelers than gets traded. I was floored by that comment. Why would you give a player who's so mercurial, who's so erratic, who's so prone to fly off the handle $20 to $30 million a year when you just paid DK Metcalf and you just gave up a big pick for DK Metcalf? You know, Tomlin would lose credibility with me again if that's actually possible, if he were to reward George Pickens' behavior with another contract. But Schefter does have Pickens on the list. Brian Broaddus, who's a name you've never heard of in your entire life, but let me tell you who he is. He hosts on our Dallas station. He is a former Cowboys and Packers scout. He was a scout for the Packers when they won the Super Bowl in 96 and beat New England. He's got over 125,000 Twitter followers, so he's the real deal. He's based in Dallas. He's a former scout. He still talks to people in the NFL. He's claiming, and I've not seen anyone else say this, he's claiming that Derek Harmon has an issue with his medical, and we're going to see Harmon plummet in the draft on Thursday night. Nick Faribault, who is an up-and-coming Steelers insider. I think he is a very bright future covering the NFL and covering the Steelers, is going to join us for a full hour starting at 4:45. We'll see if he has heard anything similar on Harmon. The Steelers do like taking guys now with Omar Khan with questionable medical history. They rolled the dice on Darnell Washington. I would say so far that really hasn't worked, even though he had a degenerative knee problem. And they rolled the dice on Peyton Wilson because he didn't have like an ACL. And I would say so far so good with that one. But that is a big distinction that can be made between how Colbert wanted to play it safe and how Khan is more of a gambler with, of course, the blessing of Mike Tomlin. It's got to be a player that Tomlin likes in the first place. Nobody is left to their own devices. It is Tomlin who is making the ultimate call on all these guys. Let's get your thoughts on what you want the Steelers to do. The big rumor from Adam Schefter, the Steelers are trying to deal down and trade out of the first round possibly for the first... Well, they've never on draft day traded out of the first round. How many spots did they move down when they made the big snack trade, Donnie? That was like 4 or 5 picks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thought it was only a few. Like
with the Jets? I want to say that was with the Jets in 01. So it's been more than 20 years. The scuttlebutt is that they could move out of the first round and make a trade with the Giants, which would give the Steelers the second pick in the second round and the first pick in the third round. And the Steelers would give up their pick in the 185th pick, which is a six-rounder.
They moved from 16 to 19. Both teams made out, though. The Jets got Santana Moss.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.